Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupps.
And welcome, everybody. It is the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, where I, as your very humble radio talk show host, give you the freedom here on Political Coffee to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. And it's really easy. Just pick up the phone. Call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can just send me an email to jeff@1220.am. And I will try to respond. By the way, speaking about responding to email, sometimes, and I don't know why this is, but sometimes, you know, if you ask me a specific question, I try to respond. And sometimes the emails go through and sometimes they don't. And I have no clue as to why that is. But I, you know, I don't want you to get mad at me because you don't think I'm not responding, because I'm trying to. And I still, I don't know why that is, but it is interesting. Now, so Freedom Friday means you can really just talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's not what's on my plate today, but let me tell you what is on my plate today. John Solomon at Just in the News has a piece out today about an Oregon county that creates a specific grounding space, quote unquote, against whiteness. It's Multnomah County, folks, of course. It's downtown Portland. This is as racist as you could ever get. Now, should it be challenged in federal court? Is it lawful? Well, they immediately defend it and say it is lawful. Is it? Also, there's a story in Willamette Week about a Portland polling company that did a poll, and they said that 82% continue to support Kate Brown's stay-at-home order. So you know what got me to thinking? Let's take our own poll. In fact, you take your own poll. Why don't you ask the people in your world today or tomorrow, do you support the stay-at-home order anymore? Should it be modified? You see, I don't believe this. I don't buy it. I don't think 82% of Oregonians support this stay-at-home order. In fact, I will tell you that from my perspective, people in my world, very few people that I have talked to in the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, support the stay-at-home order. Very few. In fact, I would say only about 10% of the people that I support do, or that I know, in that I've talked to. Now, granted, I know I'm social distancing by staying out on a farm. I understand all of that. But the people I talk to out here, very few of us support this idea of continuing the way we are. Now, to back up what I'm just saying, just curious, how many of you watched the NFL draft last night, the first round? Now, there'll be more, but you know, it was on Fox Business. How many of you watched it? The ratings, apparently, from what I'm hearing, are huge. Now, what? Well, Americans, we have a love affair with athletics. Of course we do. We really do. But we haven't been able to get any current athletics. It's all of the stuff we've been watching, from golf to basketball to baseball to the great XFL football league was shut down, went bankrupt. All of it's been recorded stuff. You know, the ESPN's been playing the, you know, the Last Dance about Michael Jordan's last season with the Chicago Bulls. People were hungry. Last night, even I, yes, moi, your humble radio talk show host. What did I do? Yeah, I went and I watched the NFL draft. When I got home about 6 o'clock, I watched this thing till I went to bed at 9 o'clock. Now, I was doing other things, yes, but I did. So I'm just curious, do you what that means to me is that people are hungry to get back to some sense of normalcy. That's why I don't believe this 82% number. It's Freedom Friday. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to go talk to Adrian. Adrian, good morning. How the heck are you this day?
Oh, good morning. Oh, Jeff, I'm doing well.
Wonderful. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
I have a little bit of a complaint about the voter pamphlet that came out. And
really?
The photos,
what is it?
In the pamphlet show President Trump with a scowl on his face. I mean, he looks like he's ready to beat someone down. And everybody else is all smiles. So I don't know who approves photos that go into the voter pamphlet, but I'm a little upset.
Well, I am looking at my voter's pamphlet here right now.
Page 24.
Page 24. Let's see here. Da-da, da-da, da-da. I'm at page 23. Let's see. Well, that's the Democrats. I haven't yet found the Republican side yet, but I'll get there. I'll get there eventually. Oh, there it is. All right. So that is, it is page 24. You're right. So, that has that. Now, the way this works, though, Adrian, is that the Trump campaign sends out the photo that they want. So apparently this is what the Trump campaign wanted.
That's a possibility that they really wanted
So you bring up a good point, though. So what, you don't like it because you think he should be smiling, right?
Even a little bit, you know. I don't know.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I follow the president on Twitter, more than I do anything else. He's got not quite this scowl on his face, this serious look. I mean, I know we're in serious times, Adrian, but, you know, I kind of like looking at people's faces who are smiling a little bit.
Yeah, I do too.
I just think it's better in the long run because it's more welcoming. I don't know. A scowl to me is pretty negative, isn't it?
And maybe that's his message. I don't know.
Adrian, let me ask you a quick question. How many people in your world, just your world that you know, that you interact with, whether it's on social media or your neighbors or family or whatever, how many of them right now do you think actually continue supporting the stay-at-home order here in Oregon?
My sister, who's taking care of her autistic daughter, who's about 46 years old, and my sister's a heavy smoker, so he's afraid if she catches it and dies that her daughter would be left to someone else's hands to take care of, and she's a little worried about that.
So that's one person that you know. I mean, how many? I mean, would you say, is it 50% of the people support it? 50% say, no, it's time to get back to work. It's time to get back to life. Time to go back to church. What do you think?
I think it's over 50% that would like to go back to work. There's too many people that are going to just not have anything to go back to, especially when the riots in the streets and, you know, people breaking into businesses that are left unmanned, you know. It's just not
going to
look good.
No, it isn't. And that's one of the things that worries me. In fact, Adrian, thank you for a great phone call, and I appreciate you calling. And that's an interesting point you bring up about the president and his picture in the voter's pamphlet. It is a scowl. There's no question about it. I would prefer a little bit of a smiling Donald Trump. I think that would help his image generally. Thanks, Adrian. Have a wonderful weekend. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, Bob wrote me a great email about he wants us to drop, strongly suggests that me and all of us drop the name Kate Brown from all of our conversation and rhetoric and impose the term Democrats. All the damage and ill this great state is having to absorb is the result of a Democrat, not Democratic rule for the past few decades. Let's hammer home the truth. While she is the face, they are the force and the need to expose the high costs of their decisions and vote no on the letter D. Let me just respectfully disagree to a point. And then, Glenn, I'm going to go to you in just a moment. There are a lot of Democrats out there that don't like Kate Brown. And if Kate Brown is the face of the ideas of the Democratic Party, the way human nature works, you have to use that person and their persona. You see, Kate Brown is like Hillary Clinton. I've said this a long time, and it's absolutely true. That's why her approval ratings amongst Democrats is so bad. They don't like her. We need to win over some Democrat voters. I think we need to use the term the progressive Democrats, like Kate Brown, not the average Democrat working stiff. And one of the things we know about this is through Timber Unity, a lot of the people in Timber Unity that are rural people that have always voted Democrat aren't doing it anymore. You don't want to insult them. You don't want to drive them away. That's why I respectfully disagree to a point here. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What are your thoughts on Freedom Friday? What's on your mind politically today?
Yeah, Jeff, I think a lot of interesting things are coming out against locking us up in our homes. Some of the presidential meetings, they've been coming up with the fact that the pathogen does not live but seconds outside in the sunlight or on surfaces where the sunlight comes into your home.
Yeah, we've been seeing that in the news.
Yes, and they are absolutely correct about that. During summer and spring, some of the churches could have outdoor meetings during the summer and spring and have distance meetings, and we used to do that years ago and have
outdoor meetings. So it's UV light DHS came out in the president's briefing yesterday and said that. UV light, yeah. Within 2 minutes, the virus is dead. So if that's true with UV light, wouldn't it be true with UV artificial light?
Yes, I think the growing lights. I think if people were smart, they could put up in where they have the entry to their homes or their businesses, put up a 4-foot growing light close to the window, like in some of the labs, DSL labs. You have air showers. We could have a growing light shower. They're very inexpensive, 4 foot. You could just walk in the door, take off your shoes, and make a circle around by the light. And then put on booties in the house, and then those throwaway booties are very, very handy. We use those in the DSL lab. We could. You have to outthink the pathogen, Jeff. You have to outthink.
You do. You're absolutely right, Glenn. We're at the break. Thanks for your thinking. That's right. We've got to outthink the pathogen. How do we do that? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, by the way, one of the ways that you can outthink the pathogen, and I like that. I like what Glenn said because I think that's right. You got to outthink it. Now, it's basic common sense, right? I mean, you outthink it by practicing safe life. I'm sorry. I go back to this, the safe sex meme that was, you know, back when AIDS first came out, condoms and all that silliness. Practice safe sex. Let's practice safe life and outthink the pathogen. How do you do that? Well, if somebody's hacking and coughing, you don't go near them. If somebody in your family is hacking and coughing, they're sick, folks. Be really careful if you have to. Now, look, if you're taking care of a sick child, I get that. But wash your hands. When you're around them and you're touching things that you know they've touched, go wash your hands or sanitize them immediately. Don't put your fingers to your face or your nose. Maybe you ought to put on a mask if they're hacking and coughing and you got to take care of somebody who's sick. Maybe if you're hacking and coughing, maybe you, and you have to go in public, maybe you ought to put on a mask. Outthink it. I like that. Because you know what? I bet you society would be a lot less sick if we did that. But you know, one of the other things you can do is, you know, that UV light thing. If it really kills the pathogen, and we know that it does, why don't you call Freedom Heating and Air? Because they have those UV light systems to filter your air. They can do that for you. I mean, it's a great idea. It works, folks. We know it works. It's been proven time and time again. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Check them out online. They're a great Salem-based company. They've been in business for well over 40 years. Salem is a great place to do business. They're a great company. They need us to support them like all of our advertisers. They're a small business, folks. They're there when you need them. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Check it out. They can help you live safe. So, by the way, did you see that the Oregon legislative panel, they had that meeting by virtualness? Well, they approved $10 million for, well, Oregonians, apparently, who can't get unemployment insurance. And who would that be? Illegal aliens. That's who. $10 bucks. More of your tax dollars going to support the idea that we need more illegals in this state, not less. How do you feel about that? Take a poll. Take a poll of your own life. Do you think that 80% of the people around you support Kate Brown's stay-at-home order? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk. And it is Freedom Friday. You can talk about anything you want to talk about today. Or this story about Multnomah County. It is so racist. And Dwight, hang on. I'm going to get to you in just a second. It's so racist, this story. Which says they're going to create a grounding space. And by the way, I haven't seen this yet in any Oregon newspapers or websites. I had to get this off of John Solomon. You know, you see him on Hannity's show and in Fox News. His website in the news. It's a good one, by the way. You should go there. They picked up on this. The actual PDF from Multnomah County says they're going to create a grounding space for blacks and minorities so that they feel safe from whiteness. Could you imagine? If any government in Oregon said that about white people, like if the roles reversed, can you imagine the outcry? Not a word. So far, I haven't seen it. Not a word in any Oregon media about this. It ought to be sued. It ought to be sued in federal court because it is reverse discrimination. It is discriminatory. Even more importantly, it's damaging. It reinforces this meme. By the way, this, and Dwight, I promise I'll get to you in just a second, brother. This poll, about 82% approve of Kate Brown's stay-at-home order and want her to continue it. There's some facts in this you ought to know about it, but more importantly, you ought to know about who commissioned the poll. It's a far-left liberal group that has bought into the white nationalism meme because they've written about it. Let's go to Dwight, who's on the line. Dwight, good morning. What do you have to say on Political Coffee from Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. I heard a report last night on the news, and I just thought I'd call and give it to you so you could either respond or maybe your listeners could. I heard a report that 25 Democrats wrote a letter to Donald Trump, wrote a letter and signed it, asking him not to defund the World Health Organization. Now, I couldn't believe that when I heard 25 Democrats wrote to Donald Trump asking him not to defund World Health Organization.
Do you think that number is too high or too low in terms of the how many Democrats wrote the letter?
Well, I'm just absolutely surprised that any Democrat would write a letter to defend, asking Donald Trump to defend the World Health Organization. They're in bed with China, World Health Organization, that is. Why would anybody want funding for the World Health Organization when they support China?
Well, the answer is not that difficult to understand, Dwight. There are Democrats who hate Donald Trump so much, and we're talking to elected officials here, that anything he does, absolutely anything, has to be pushed back again. It doesn't matter whether it's good for anybody or not. That's why they would do that. Because you know what? You get it. And the average person, if they pay attention, gets it. These people have a base that they are speaking to, and that's why they do that. It's the radical leftist base. Does that answer it, you think?
Well, I think it certainly explains part of it, that's for sure. But they're not looking out for the best interests of our country.
Not at all. Well said. Dwight, thank you. Have a marvelous weekend.
That's what
Dwight thinks. 503-589-1220. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a break. By the way, if you're looking for someone to do a remodel, check out Righteous Renovations. You can trust Eric Azer and his team. RighteousRenovations.com. Check them out. Use some of that stimulus money. Help a local business. RighteousRenovations.com. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. And the phone lines are almost full, and we're going to get to you, all of you, in just a momento. Freedom Friday. By the way, if you don't know what that means, it means you can talk about anything you want to talk about today, as long as it's political. And you got to keep it clean, of course. So I'm asking you a couple of things that are on my plate today, and here's what they are. Take your own poll. How many people that are in your world, whatever your world consists of, how many people that you know support Kate Brown's continued stay-at-home order? This new poll, paid for by a liberal group, says 82% of Oregonians do. Really? What's interesting is when they ask a follow-up question, that number drops dramatically. But that's not the headline, is it? So take your own poll. I would say in my world, maybe 20% of the people that I know support this thing continuing the way it is. What say you? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Did you watch the NFL draft last night? I watched 3 hours of it. People are so hungry for athletics and sports. My belief is because of that, and the rating is going to be wild, folks. Because of it, I don't buy into this 82% want to stay at home order. I think we're sick of it. I think we want to get back to our lives. I know I do. Am I wrong? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And the other thing is Multnomah County made national news. Not a word of it in Oregon news so far. Multnomah County says they're going to create grounding spaces, quote unquote, from whiteness, where minorities can feel safe in Multnomah County from white people. What do you think about that? Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday, brother?
Happy Freedom Friday, my brother. Well, first of all, that dang poll, if it was truly done right, and if all the questions were asked right, you know, I'm sure most people would be in favor of going back to work. Do we have to protect the vulnerable populations, Jeff? I believe we do. I mean, senior veterans and older people are getting devastated by this thing, and they need to be protected. However, you mentioned yesterday on the economy back in 9/11 and how we were decimated and how long it took us to get back to a decent economy. This virus and what we're doing is doing that kind of damage and worse. Is that Oregon ever going to be the same? Well, Jeff, only time will tell, but it's killing our tourist industry, which you know is a big part of our economy here in Oregon, et cetera, et cetera. And so if the questions are asked right, you know, people would say, hey, we have to get back to work. We have to go to back to work intelligently. But this virus is going to be here for a while. It's vulnerable to a lot of things as the ultraviolet light, bleach, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been, you know, I've been in the food industry all of my life. And, of course, you know, using bleach to wipe tables, disinfect, all that kind of stuff. It needs to be done, Jeff, but we're doing so much damage to our economy and to our young people, et cetera, et cetera. We have to do it intelligently, but every day we waste in getting our economy back up is going to damage us, you know, tenfold. I hate to see what kind of money we're going to have for services in the state of Oregon. You know, it's going to be, God, cut by 25, 30, 40%.
Well, I think the general fund is going to be at least 20% off, maybe 30 by the time this is done. And really, Art, and I'm going to let you go, brother, because you asked an important question, and I want to move on from it after having made this comment. Really, the amount of economic damage that your business, my business as a farmer, the amount of that in its totality is going to depend on how oft or how soon one person, Kate Brown, reaches the decision to begin opening up Oregon's economy. It's really going to matter. Now, you got to understand something. While we're doing this, while we're going through this, while we're shut down these businesses, we're not lessening their tax burden at all. And in fact, in some ways, we are now. And if you talk to a logging corporation, we're now increasing the regulatory burden because of social distancing. I know of a logging company, and they're all in this boat, that have had to go out and buy or lease passenger vans because you have to maintain 6 feet apart. And they're going to these work sites up in the mountains. You can only put two or three of them in a 17-foot-long passenger van. And then you can only put two of them in a crew cab pickup. And you know what happens if OSHA shows up and all those vehicles for all those employees are not on site? You get a fine. Now, how do we know this? Because it's happened. And do we want to raise taxes on top of that? There's a piece on the OregonWatchdog.com. You can see it on Oregon Catalyst about Metro is going to, it's political suicide. It's economic suicide. They're going to push this new tax in Portland Metro. It's a their own gross receipts tax on top of the state's gross receipts tax on businesses, small businesses. This is insane. But it is the mindset of the people. So this is, again, and Jim, I'm going to get to in just a second here. This is, again, something you can use to persuade people in your world, to get them to think about this. Why would you raise taxes on businesses that are already ready to go broke? Why would you do that? It makes no sense. But they're in the process of doing it, and they're asking voters to do it. It's stunning. And it's not just Portland Metro. Kate Brown refuses to suspend or even modify the sales tax on business. And I'll guarantee you there will be proposals soon to do away with Measure 5, which protects your property taxes. And I'll guarantee you there will be another proposal come forward on the sales tax. You wait. Let's go to Jim, who's on the line. Jim, good morning. What do you have to talk about today on Freedom Friday?
I want to talk about political satire like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like the communists at the gates of Oregon. Each one of them's holding a sign, you know, free food, free medical, free everything, you know, and they're all, and then the queen of the communists, Kate Brown. I can't say much more about that and be politically correct, but it you know, because people have to see stuff to believe it, see it in a cartoon. I always wanted to be like a political cartoonist.
Why do you think that is? Why is it that cartoons can be so powerful?
Because people got to see stuff to believe it. I mean, you know, they're all living in their little castles and don't realize that the communists are at the door. They all want something for free, you know. It's the old adage about the government's here to help you. You know, just ask an Indian how much the government helped them. We're all Indians on the reservation is what this is turning into. Another good one would be Trump and his draining the swamp. Well, he quit draining the swamp. The swamp is overfilling and flooding our country right now. The swamp is the money that the government gives out. That causes a swamp. And then Trump was fighting the swamp monsters. Now he's become one of them. I mean, I hate to say it.
So let me push back on that a little bit. Doesn't Trump and Congress have a moral obligation to help us economically because they shut us down? Don't they? Doesn't Kate Brown have that same obligation too?
Shut us down in the first place, which is a hard thing to say, and our founding fathers wouldn't agree with that. You know, the Constitution was enumerated powers, and these are powers you don't have. So he should have let the states to have it from the start, and a lot of states wouldn't have shut in, and then there'd been more pressure on the states right now because so many would be still open to reopen Oregon. I mean, that's a completely different slant on it. I could be wrong. But
no, you're not wrong at all. In fact, I frankly agree with you from the beginning. A lot of what they are doing is unconstitutional, and I think it ought to be challenged at the state level and the federal level. Jim, thanks. I think you're right. I think the founders would not approve of what is happening right now. But something that I hope you're engaging in, folks, and I'm going to let you go, Jim. Thanks. Have a great weekend. I hope that if you are home and you're cleaning things up and you're working on stuff, because you better make use of your time, because eventually we are going to go back to work. So if you have stuff you need to take to the dump, take it to Clayton Ward Recycling. Don't take it to the dump. Take it to where you can recycle it. Clayton Ward Recycling, right off the State Parkway, Mainline 5. Family operated folks, they can accept concrete, yard debris, dirt, gravel, everything you're working on, they can take. Check them out. Clayton Ward Recycling. Back in a moment. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. This is your last opportunity this week. Call this show and sound off on whatever you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's see. Let's look at emails here. Oh, boy. A lot of them have come in. Here's the deal, writes Lee. It says, I was born in Oregon from working parents on the farm and industry. Served my country with pride. My skin color falls in the center of the scale, and I enjoy several hobbies. Therefore, Oregon should pay me and others like me for being loyal to Oregon. I need new tires for my wife's car. Well, a new car would be better for her. You know, $1,275 to $2,250 would be fine. Ha, that makes me just as much, or that makes just as much sense as giving someone that is breaking the law money. What part of the breaking of the law is illegal? This is the Oregon e-board yesterday giving $10 million for unemployment insurance for illegal aliens. He continues, my grandfather paid more than the other farmers if you worked hard and were legal. Strange how concept, strange concept, I know, but it worked. Let's see. Anne Marie writes, my own poll. I've noticed that the folks I'm talking with are showing signs of hope that we're almost there, close to returning to our lives. 90% are, in fact, almost giddy at the thought. I believe we are turning the corner and seeing an open road ahead of us as far as the eye can see. Admittedly, I'm an optimist by nature. I see the best in people and choose to encourage even the smallest steps towards maturity. My part is small in this picture, but valuable. That's my attitude and hopefully contagious in the best of ways. Greg writes me an email, says, Jeff, thanks for talking about this. I had wondered what echo chamber produced a poll where 82% favor continued staying at home. Even my blue friends are turning red over this. Well said. Corby writes a message. It's a said, I just heard this and wanted to pass it along. Quarantine is when you restrict the movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. Well said. Hard to argue with that, isn't it? All right. So of this poll, by the way, taken by this lefty group that is the headline, and that's what you get. You know, you get a headline and that's it. That's all people read, and that forms people's opinions. But if you look at what's called the cross tabs in this poll, and it was a poll of 900 Oregonians statewide. Well, 335 of them were from the Portland metro area. And then another 206 were from the Willamette Valley. And only 196 people. So about 20% of the poll was from the rest of the state. It was heavily tilted towards Democrats. Well, that's one way. And if those Democrats, and what they don't tell you is where those Democrats were from. So there were 274 Democrats in this poll, 146 Republicans, and 317 non-affiliated voters. Now, what if the 274 Democrats were mostly from the Tri-County area or the Willamette Valley? How do you think they would think? What do you think their answers to these questions would be? Folks, this is why you have to be really suspicious of these polls. But they asked the next question. The first question was about Kate Brown's stay-at-home order, and it was a long question. And that's also a deceitful practice, is a long question. Because people lose sight of the basis of the question. If your question is shorter and to the point, even if you have to ask more of them, you get better results. So the first question produced 82% strong, or not strongly, but support Kate Brown's stay-at-home order. You asked the next question, which was question number 38, by the way. It's way too long of a poll, but here's this. Would you support or oppose allowing Oregon businesses, schools, and other places to open if the following conditions are met? 10 consecutive days with no deaths from COVID-19. Well, 58% would support allowing businesses, schools, and other places to open with just 10 consecutive days of no deaths from COVID-19. Now, that was and it's stunning. The numbers drop dramatically. Now, still, 35% would oppose it. You wonder what those people think. Now, the numbers change if you ask basically the same question and you say, it's a different question. Would you support opening Oregon businesses, schools, and other places if the following conditions are met? Widespread testing is available. Thank you, Kate Brown. It'd be nice if you actually made it available. I'm sorry, that was my commentary. The question continues, and the number of Oregonians test positive declines for 14 consecutive days. Nothing about death rate, but just declining infections for 14 consecutive days. The support for opening businesses is 74%. Now, folks, I can tell you there is no way you can reconcile 82% continuing to support stay-at-home orders and 74% saying, no, let's open up if the following conditions are met. This is why whenever you hear any poll, including one that I might be doing, always be suspect of the headline or the results until you look at the actual questions. Because one of the things I do as a consultant in politics is I ask questions in different ways to see what kind of response I get, to see if I can ask a question and move people in their thinking. Polling is horribly inaccurate at times if it's done the wrong way, and it comes to the wrong conclusions often. But, you know, for political purposes, it produces a headline like the one in Willamette Week, which is very misleading. Something that is not misleading, friends, is your opportunity to strengthen your immune system, to sleep better, to feel better. And you do that with Pro Bioscience CBD products. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro and then the little dash mark, bioscience.com. They have some great products. I use their stuff because I sell them my stuff, my CBD, hemp that gets made into oil. All of this stuff is Oregon grown and it's Oregon produced. It is the very highest of quality. And because I know these people really well, you can be assured that what they're selling you is everything they say it is. Go to their website. Get a 15% discount if you enter the discount code SPRING, the word SPRING, pro-bioscience.com. Friends, make it a great weekend. Pray for our nation, pray for our governor and our leaders. See you Monday.